We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Nuches Amud Aleph, and we're starting two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara asks, now the other way, Man demapik le roishoy la'aseh ve'lo yisaseh. According to the Man Diyama, learns that from Roishoy, that we're talking about a Nazir, who's a Metzairah, and it says in the Pasuk that still, the Metzairah is a lot of cutters here, even though you've been over a'aseh and a lo yisaseh of a Nazir, tarlo yavei a'roishoy and v'kodesh yeh. So what do you need the pasuk of Roshay? Learn that from Zekanai. From Zekanai, you see already that it's Deicha Aseh V'Lo Yisaseh. Zekanai is talking about Pa'as Zekanam, the beard, which is by a Kayin. The pasuk is by a Kayin. By a Kayin, you also have the Aseh Kedoshim to you. And you see still, Matzar would cut his beard. So what do you need the pasuk of Roshay? Typically, learn out from Zekanai. Layla from Zekanai. So the Gemara says back, V'tameich, according to you, the Kaimalam Ba'alma, we know all of the Shas, the loy osi aseh v'deicha es loy sasa. Aseh is not deicha a loy sasa v'aseh. We know all of a shas, aseh is not deicha a loy sasa v'aseh. I leilif mekan, learn out from Zekanai, the dochi, Ella, what do you have to say? Mekayin loy afinon, you don't learn out from Kayin, why not? Malakayin, shkin lav shen eshav v'kayil. By Kayin, it's a weaker lav. The lav is not as strong, because it's not a lav, it's shav v'kayil. It's only a lav by Kayin. So the same thing, nozim mekayin nami lo yilef. You wouldn't learn nozim mekayin either. Shekin lav she'ena shavu koil, because lav is not shavu koil, and therefore you need a pasuk of roishay to teach you a doicha nozim, which is asein lo yisasa, because you wouldn't know from koyin. Just like gan shas doesn't know from koyin. Why not? Because it's a lav she'ena shavu koil. So you wouldn't know either nozim. You wouldn't know either nozim mekayin. So that's why you need the pasuk of roishay. Now, like Tosfos points out, which is really Gemara later on, so why don't we learn out Gan Shas from Nazir then? Okay, you can't learn out the whole Torah Kula, Aseh Dechalos Aseh, Vaseh, you can't learn out from Koyim, because Lav Shem Shavu Koyim, learn out from Nazir. Learn out from Nazir. Well, Nazir is Lav Shavu Koyim. A Nazir, everyone could get that Lav. That's called Shavu Koyim. Since everyone could be a Nazir, good Lav Shavu Koyim. So Tosfos, the reason is because it's Yeshnoi B'Shaila. It's also a weaker Lav and Aseh, because it's possible to do a shaila on that, then you could go to a chacham and mata neder, and therefore you couldn't learn out from Nazir either. Once you know that, the next Gemara is kasha a little more shvar. Zok Gemara weiter, Oman de moikim lahai roishay ben Nazir, lomali zkanoi. If you learn out, Oman de moikim lahai. So the Gemara goes out back this way, that if because now we have roishay ben Nazir, so when is zkanoi? Learn everything out of Nazir. So the Gemara could have answered, because just like you don't learn kol tarakula from Nazir, the same thing, you couldn't learn a claim from Nazir. Why does not answer that? But the, both Rosh and Tosfos asked this question, that why didn't the Gemara answer that? But the Gemara says, Man demaykum lahai roshav in Nazir, lom ali zkanai. We asked if you have zkanai when you roshav, so we said, because you couldn't learn of zkanai, because lav in shav v'kayil. Okay, now you have Nazir, so why do you need zkanai? So if you look at the Rosh, it says the first Rosh on the page, how much the shnuya, the kayim in Nazir, also shkin yeshtoi b'shayla, kakam v'samach. Al divim nekam v'shani, where's about the tarots? What's Mara's tarots? Look at Tanya, learn the Nebrai. So we'll skip the parentheses. Look at Tanya. It says, Ufas zekonom lo yigalechu. The pasuk by Kayin says that you should not cut off your beard. Yochel af koyim mitzayrikain. You would think, well, no, I'm doing the I was doing the parentheses. Ufas zekonom lo yigalechu. Yochel af gilchov misvarayim yichayiv. That maybe you yichayiv, even if you use the scissor, if you cut your beard with a scissor, you chayev. Tamaloyim v'loy sashchis. The pasuk says v'loy sashchis es pasuk onecha, which is actually a pasuk by Yisrael. Losn sashchis. Loy sashchis. It means destroying from the roots. Yochel look the malakim v'ritni. Maybe if you use the tweezers, you should be chayev. Tamaloyim ufas zekonom legalechu. It has to be a geluach. It has to be a cutting. So is a geluach shiyash by hashchasa. So what's a geluach that has hashchasa? V'oyim ezer tar. So we know this drasha, it's familiar drasha, that we know that the only iser deraisa by a beard is only with a tar, with a razor. And therefore, it'll be a raya that by a mitzayra, you have to use a razor. Why? When it means like this, the mitzayra has a mitzvah of taglachas, so it's done the same at first in the pasuk that the mitzvah of taglachas by mitzayra is with a razor. How do you know it's with a razor? So like the Gemara explains more before, and the Gemara means that here also, like the Rosh explains, that and Tosfos, that here we need a special heter to give a haircut to the kohen and even cut his beard off. What's the big deal? Just use the scissors and give him a haircut with the scissors. Teretzes, and the scissors, no problem with a beard. You don't need a special heter. Teretzes, it must be that Mitzayra is the mitzvah betar, and therefore you'll need a heter for the kohen to cut off his beard. So the pasuk of Zekanai is teaching us that the Mitzayra's mitzvah of Teglachas is a day a tar, are they a razor, and not are they misbribes? That's the Gemara's question was, what do you need to call me for? If you have razor, it's the chasev loisas. So Gemara could have answered the tar, like we spoke after the Rosh Hashanah. Gemara answered the tar. Gemara said, will teach us that it's mitzvasoi bitar. So it's a little missing from the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara is saying, is that the mitzvah is a mitzvasoi bitar. Zog Gemara vaita. Now, next Gemara also is a little bit interesting. Uman de mapik le lahai roishoi lalav greido, lomali lamichtav roishoi, velomali lamichtav zikonai. So, the way you learn the Gemara's kash is that once you have zikonai, that it's asei is deicha, loisasev asei, so why do you need the pasuk that you deicha by roishoi, that it's deicha alav? What do you need that pasuk? But really, it's mavuyer in Taisvis that the Gemara's kasha is that we should know that roishoy is doicha aloisasa vaasei from the pasuk alone, because both psukim roishoy and zkanoi, it's just stoma. So we're obviously talking about even if a guy's a nazir and even if a guy's a metzora, we're talking about both type of cases. So therefore, automatically, the pasuk is a metzora. Also a nazir and also a kohen. We're talking about, for example, by metzora that says roishoy, we know it's talking about a kohen as well, because it doesn't speak out dafka Yisrael, even a kohen. So automatically, roishoy should be able to teach us both. The roishoy should teach us both cases of a kohen and a kohen. Or zkanah teaches both cases of a kohen and a kohen. It can teach both cases. So you know already that Daicha, and also it's talking about Nazir also. So you should already know it's talking about Asay and Alois Asay. The Gemara's question is, why do you need both Roshay and Zekanai? That's the Kasha. So let me just go back a second. That's what's before as you go along. But the Taisus points out that the first Hashkafa Roshayna would be is that the word Zekanai by Mitzayra is definitely talking about a Kayan also, because it's one issue that we're talking about. The pasuk says that you let it cut off the beard by a mitzvah. Now, the issue of cutting off a beard is the issue of fas sekanam lo yigalechu, or lo yisashkes bas sekanecha. Since it's one issue, it's definitely including a kayan also, because it's not like a different like bringing a different issue in. So that would be partial. If you had the words of kanai, I would know that it's doicha, asei, and alois asei. And it's definitely doicha just alois asei, but it's even doicha, asei, and alois asei. Masha Inkein, Taisus Nashkaf Roshayin, it says that if you want to zed sign the word Roshay by Nazir, that already is a little bit of a bigger stretch, because you're bringing in a new Isser called Nazir. The Roshay is cutting off your payas. That's like that Doshtay. You're cutting off all your hair, cutting off the payas. But to bring in a new Isser of Nazir, that already is not mikra mole, it's not pasha the pasha talking about that. So that's how Taisha learns the kasha by the beginning. They read like this. Why do you need roisha? Why do you need both? Why do you need both of them? Like Taisha learns the kasha. Lichtoiv zakani levad, the mashma ben zakani de koin ben zakani de Yisrael. Umene shamina loisasa greida be Yisrael. Umene shamina loisasa vase. Why do you need both psukim? So the Gemara answers like this. So Gemara says like this. And that now it's going back on both Pshukim. Both Pshukim are Mashma both. Therefore, they're both equal, and you learn how both Asay and Loisas from both Pshukim. Like I just said before, the Gemara all of a sudden changes and says that Roshay also include Nazir also, because it's Mikra Malei Kasa, the stomach of the Pasuk's Mashma, including all cases. So Gemara's question is, I have it right now, two Pesukim will say the exact same thing, who say, so Gemara says, no, but there's a Trichasa. Why? Koyin min Nazir lo yalif, shekin yeshna v'shayla. The Koyin can't learn from Nazir, because there the Nazir's lav is weaker, because it's yeshna v'shayla, you can be mataneda on that Isra lav. Nozim mekoyin lo yaliv, shekin lav shein es shavu v'koyil. And Nozim can't learn from koyin, because the koyin's lav is not shavu v'koyil. It's specific to a koyin. It's specific to a koyin. Uva'amu lefi minayu, you don't learn kol Torah kula from there, each one has his own percha. You can't learn from koyin, why not? Because by a kohen, it's a lav hashem of a kohen. It's a weaker lav. And you can't learn that from Nazir because there's yashter v'shailo. So therefore, we don't know loisa sevaseh in kol tarikula. So the bottom line is like this, that we taka see a loisa sevaseh from this psukim, but we don't have a raya to kol tarikula because each one has a pircha. So a good kasha, my issue. So why is it mahatzad then? Why is it mahatzad, right? Why is it mahatzad? Because this was this maila, this was this maila. Why do you have the mahatzad? Let me frame Tosis. You have mahatzad, each other maila. It's a good kasha, yeah. So Tosis answers, Tosis at the end of Tosis answers like this. From Taimar, v'nelef mitavai mahatzad, v'aymari, it's a big yisoyer. Iklim mifrach, mal la'aseid de mitzor dika shalom bayis. Both these guys talk about mitzorah, the aseid mitzor dechen alay sasav asay. It's asay of shalom bayis. Shalom bayis is a different story. Shalom bayis is a bigger asay, so Tosfos is a bigger asay, and that wouldn't be a right every asay. The asay, what? Because mitzorah, until he becomes tahar, he can't be with his wife. He can't move back into his house. So therefore, it's last shalom bayis already, and therefore, There's a heter of that I say the hirka u'deicha the loisa sevase, and therefore there's no mahatzad in this case.